Here's your money briefing for Thursday, October 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Getting a college degree can be one of the biggest investments in a person's life. Prospective students usually start the application process around now, but this year they might be asking some new questions, like what do the safety protocols look like? Will they be studying remotely? And what kind of grants or aid will schools be offering?
Colleges really are scrambling to fill those seats, and in a lot of cases that, you know, may give you some leverage to negotiate.
Our reporter Jillian Berman will join us to discuss what's new about navigating the college process this year. That's after the break. The pandemic has changed a lot, including the college application process, and it's opened up a whole new set of questions that students and families should be asking before deciding on their future school. Reporter Jillian Berman has been looking into this. Jillian, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jillian, let's walk through the process that prospective students are going through right now. The first thing they might be thinking about is taking the SAT or the ACT. Now, many schools, even before the pandemic, stopped using standardized test scores. Should kids still, plunk down money for them?
Students and families, before they decide what they're going to do about standardized testing, should really talk to the colleges they're interested in. Of course, if there is no way for a student to take the test safely, they should not. But, some colleges will be using those test scores to evaluate students for merit aid, even if they've said that they're not using them to evaluate their application overall. So if you're a student that's interested in a merit scholarship, you should definitely ask a school whether they're using standardized test scores. And that may play a role in your decision.
Some students like to get ahead of the line in terms of applying by going the early decision route. Is that still a good idea?
So this year, a lot of experts are recommending against early decision. Early decision is binding, and it means that you've made a commitment to attend the school without seeing other financial aid offers. And given, that families' finances are kind of so uncertain right now, it's probably not a good idea to commit in that way, because by March or April or May, you may not know, whether you can afford that school. And you're also passing up the opportunity to see if you could have gotten, a better deal elsewhere. So this year, early decision is maybe not the best route.
Now, this year, a lot of students have had to study remotely. But for students who want to study on campus, I would think that housing is a big concern with people living so close together.
Yes. So housing is a big concern. And one thing that experts I spoke to recommended was to consider off-campus housing. If you're applying to a big public college where a lot of students live off campus, exceptions for freshmen to live off campus, which have happened this year, may continue into 2021. And sometimes those kinds of housing arrangements can be cheaper than living in the dorm. The one thing that you will have to contend with is that if you get sent home, there's nothing really you can do to get out of a lease with a private landlord. So whereas when colleges were sending students home, if you were living in the dorm, they might have given you some kind of refund for the time that you weren't there. You can't get out of those leases. So, that's something to keep in mind as you consider housing.
All right, now let's talk money. What kind of questions should people be asking a college regarding financial aid?
So there are a few questions that are particular to this time. One is just to ask colleges what their financial aid budget and policies look like as compared to previous years. Some schools are going to have the money to actually be increasing financial aid. Schools with large endowments or who have a lot of resources, they're actually increasing financial aid to kind of help families cope. Other schools that are more challenged financially, may not be able to do that. So they may not be giving out as much financial aid as they have in the past. And it's good for families to get a sense of that.
For a lot of families, their finances have been through the ringer in 2020. And that's not going to show up in year-old documents and tax returns that the schools often use to figure out financial aid. So how should somebody handle that?
That's definitely true. The way that colleges assess sort of financial need is by using financial documents from two tax years prior. So for 2021, they're using 2019 data. So what you should do is, if you know already that your financial situation has changed from 2019, you should send a letter to the financial aid office. You can do it really at any time, but perhaps the earlier the better, just kind of stating what changed. So say you lost a job, you explain that a member of the family lost a job that changes your ability to pay for college, and also provide copies of documentation for every sort of change that you list. It's important for colleges that they see evidence of the change.
You know, Jillian, when the pandemic began, colleges were taking a lot of heat for not offering refunds for students forced to take classes online. Is that push and pull still going on?
So there's not as much of a push and pull around refunds, but there was some question as school began about whether colleges were going to raise tuition or not. And some still did go with planned tuition increases, some cut tuition, some held it flat. But, you know, definitely kind of assessing how a college would approach any kind of refund is something to consider because we don't know how long this pandemic will last. So even if you're entering college in 2021, there's a chance you'll be sent home. And so to understand how the colleges you're interested in dealt with that in March, did they give students back housing deposits? Did they, you know, provide any other type of aid, you know, is something that's useful for families to know. Another thing for students and families to watch out for is whether they're being charged fees that are different, you know, related to the mode of instruction. So some schools cut a lot of their fees because they weren't bringing students back to campus. But others added, you know, a technology fee or, you know, or something like that to help deal with remote education. That's something to keep an eye out for. You know, a lot of times it's not too much money, but, you know, it's definitely something that students and families should ask about and should be aware of.
You know, this whole process of applying to colleges can be intimidating, but I guess that people need to keep in mind, you know, that the colleges need to boost their enrollment as much as the student wants to attend the school.
Yes, definitely. So we always kind of think about during this college application season, students competing for these spots. But actually, you know, with a lot of schools, the schools are really competing for the students. So, you know, like you said, enrollment is down because of COVID, and college enrollment was predicted to be down anyway, just due to demographic trends. So colleges really kind of are scrambling to fill those seats. And in a lot of cases that, you know, may give you some leverage to negotiate, you know, may also, if you kind of wait out receiving your financial aid offers, even if you've applied a little bit earlier, if in the spring, the colleges are a little bit more desperate, maybe you'd get more, you know, more funding than you might earlier in the year.
All right, that's reporter Jillian Berman. Jillian, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.